G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
The G20 Anti-Corruption Working Group, led by the Federal Controller General's Office, CGU, in collaboration with the Federal Government's Office of the General Counsel and the Brazilian Ministry of Justice and Public Security, will convene in Paris, France, from June 25 to 27 to address global anti-corruption issues. In an exclusive interview for the G20 Brazil website, CGU Minister Vinicius Marques de Carvalho stated that the Anti-Corruption Working Group's efforts align with the Brazilian G20 presidency's theme of promoting a just world and a sustainable planet.
Eu acho que se conecta bastante, né? Existem muitos crimes ambientais.
The minister says, the working group's objectives are closely aligned with the theme of the Brazilian G20 presidency. Many environmental crimes are rooted in corruption, such as bribe payments and embezzlement. Additionally, the integrity agenda under discussion inherently addresses inequalities and the climate emergency. The CGU minister emphasized the importance of recognizing that corruption exists not only in the public sector, but also in the private sector.
A corrupção privada, especificamente no Brasil, entre empresas.
He explains, private sector corruption in Brazil is not currently recognized as a crime. We must address this issue through both prevention and enforcement. Our G20 agenda emphasizes the business perspective, focusing on creating internal structures to deter such behavior. Vinicius Marques de Carvalho highlighted the specific actions Brazil is proposing to combat corruption and promote public integrity.
A lei anticorrupção no Brasil, ela foi adotada a partir de 2013.
He says, Brazil's anti-corruption law, enacted in 2013, exemplifies international efforts to combat fraud and corruption. A notable initiative is the CGU software system, the preventive audit in public bidding. This system detects potential irregularities in bids and generates reports for the CGU to hold responsible managers accountable. When asked about public integrity, the minister explained that this concept is also linked to reducing inequalities and addressing climate challenges.
No fundo, a gente quando fala de integridade,
he says, fundamentally, integrity refers to institutions and policies in which society can place trust. These institutions and policies must effectively contribute to sustainable development, social progress, and economic growth in any country. The selection of Paris, the capital and administrative center of France, is justified by the country's role as co-chair of the G20 Anti-Corruption Working Group alongside Brazil. From the G20 newsroom in Brasília, Pedro Sardinha.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.